Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. We are up to, and we can't believe it, episode 30.
Wow.
30's my age.
That's bananas.
It is bananas. That's Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad.
You were off this week.
I haven't seen you since the last time we recorded.
That's right.
So I presume have you written another book?
Not quite, no.
Have you made a movie?
No, I haven't done anything too crazy. I've just kept tipping away, but a lot less stressful this week now.
Oh, yeah?
It was a lot less stressful.
Is the stuff gone?
It's gone, and it was great, actually, because Castle Bookshops and Castle Bar David had been on to me months ago and said, Sarah, just keep me a couple of boxes. So when I sold out online, I stocked his shop. So now everybody's getting them in there, which is great, because it just takes the pressure off the whole
particularly
online.
Locally.
Yeah.
The exactly. Local thing, lads.
Yeah, keep it local.
Keep it.
But mainly, keep me from sticking labels on and printing for a week or two until I bring it back live again when I get my restock in. So yeah, it's just a nice little break.
Is it going to come back live? Can people order it online?
They will be able to order it online again.
Last week you were roaring, this has never happened again, it's only going into shops.
Yeah, no. But
no.
You see, the problem is with shops, like, they take a fair old whack off you. So when you sit down and look at it, it's like, Jesus,
and
I've done a lot of work there, lads, for you to take a big whack.
You have to get their books to their shop.
Yeah.
And you have to do all of that.
That's it. You courier it on now. Fair play to Castle Books. They were so generous in the deal they did with me. Really were. And also, it's going to be in Super Value, Castle Bar, Claremorris.
Westport
and...
Kilchema.
No, not Kilchema. It's going up the north. Cavanagh Super Value have a few stores up the north.
They've also
got Moycullen and Clifton. But I just need to kind of drip feed them out when I get them back, because it's just too much for one person, really,
to do everything. Great.
But yeah, this week was good. It was kind of get back on track.
Is there no books left for you in the house? Like, you're empty now and you can
breathe. We're done. I have to stock Super Value's four stores and then they're gone.
Then you're waiting for the next
load. Yeah, they'll be back again in about 10 days, so...
And when can people pre-order the second run, do you think?
Probably Sunday night, I'll get that up and running.
Like, that's tonight?
That's tonight, because this is going up tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's currently Saturday, you're trying to confuse me.
Clocks are going back tonight as well.
Are they?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? When you get up in the morning, it's awful, awful dark.
So when people are listening to this, the clocks have gone back, because we're recording this on the Saturday tonight, spring forward, fall back.
This time tomorrow, what time is it now?
This time
it's
10 tomorrow.
10 to 4, this time tomorrow it'll be 10 to 5, or 10 to 2.
Well, you're giving me the cocks now.
This is something that always confuses me.
Spring forward, fall back. So what happens?
That confused me even more.
We get, that's a poem. So in spring, we put the clocks forward, and in fall, we put the clocks back. So we get an extra hour in bed tonight.
Right.
It gets a bit brighter in the morning, but it gets very dark very quickly in the evening.
Okay, so let's just say instead of it being 6 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It becomes 5 o'clock. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm totally showing how thick I am here.
Well,
it's awful dark in the morning.
Your thickness has completely confused me. It is awful dark in the morning.
I got up this morning at 7 and it was just like, I had to check and go, is it the middle of the night?
I didn't get up at 7. I have been off for a week.
Well, you've been getting up at 5 for a long time. You deserve your week of chill.
Look at my sleeping is absolutely destroyed.
Your sleep is so important for your health, David.
But it's completely destroyed because I'm off a week. Every morning I'm awake.
Are you?
I'm awake at 2, I'm awake at 3, I'm awake at 4.
You're afraid you're going to sleep in, you see.
Yeah. And then I kind of get into a semi-sleep at about 8. But I've been getting up at 9.
Yeah, okay.
Watching a bit of Frasier on TV. It's all good.
Yeah.
Staying away from social media completely. I did keep an eye just to see what you were putting up on Twitter every now and then.
Oh, that's great. How was my Twitter looking? Was it looking good?
You didn't do a lot.
Did I not do a lot this week? I need to work on that now. Yeah. I need to talk to my people.
a bit of that. But apart from that now, sleeping.
Nice relaxing week.
Do you know what I found though with the sleeping? No, it wasn't that relaxing now. But what I found with the sleeping was...
you're still taking your clothes off.
When you're off. I thought that had improved and then it didn't.
Oh, God.
But I found that I'm going to sleep so I could randomly be reading a book.
Just fall asleep. That's lovely though. It's like when you're on holidays and you're on the beach and you're just reading and then you fall asleep in the sun. I love that. Just so sleepy.
Yeah. So the back room, one of the rooms in the house.
Yeah.
I pulled a chair into that room where it's really quiet. And I said, I'm going in there, no phone.
Yeah.
Just a book.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of chair that slouches back.
You're really getting midlife crisis now. And then I was like, this crack. Old man in the back sitting room reading a book. Where's Dad? Ari, he's in reading a book. While they're going around with these like electronic headsets on.
Jane was working the whole week.
She was
working morning, noon and night. Okay. So, and we did have somebody who had a bit of a tummy bug during the week as well.
Okay, so not an ideal week off.
No, it was, if I was picking fun weeks to have off,
And it lashed most of it.
I did say at one stage to myself, Jesus, I'm as well not working.
Yeah. Should have pretended you were called in.
I have to go in.
Got off to the beach for a walk on your own. Nobody know.
Yeah, so, and then as I mentioned to you, I keep thinking there's something missing on my phone, but it's my alarm clock. Yeah. So I've just put it back on this
second.
Well,
there you go. It's back now.
It's counting down. I'm one of those people who doesn't. If I look at the alarm clock, you know, it counts down to when it goes off.
Oh, God.
I don't look at that. It's like if I'm cycling on a bike and I see
the distance gauge.
If I see Kilchima is such and such, I don't look at that.
Yeah.
If I have to go for a run, I don't look at how long I have to go because otherwise I'll just stop. I'll just go, I can't do this.
God.
So alarm clock's back.
I don't do any of that crack.
Yeah. So tell me about your week.
Not a lot really. No, it was very very busy. I don't know, David. I don't even know what day it is. Like, I really have lost track of time. I'm in a time warp.
Oh, by the way, for
you can't sleep. I just can't even
comprehend life.
Comprehend life. I mean, I don't know what day it is now. I'm just like, what job has to be done next?
Can we just say, by the way, last week, you may remember there was an argument at the beginning of the podcast last week about coffee.
He got his coffee.
I did. I got a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Just for future reference. What? I like one sugar in it.
I didn't put sugar in it. Here.
No.
There. I've just thrown two packets of sugar in it. I purposely didn't put sugar in it so that I wouldn't spoil it.
So you throw
it
at me.
I said he probably doesn't take sugar.
I do take it. But I'm actually drinking it now without the sugar, and it's quite nice.
Okay.
She did bring me a chocolate bar as well. But professionals know that the last thing you do is when you're using your voice.
It's just as well I threw a couple of Rolos into your coffee, so.
It's put chocolate in your, because it blocks up your larynx.
Yeah.
So you're
all milk, and there's milk in your coffee.
No,
that was my week. It was grand. It was really busy, and then we got the books into.
What's the chunky bit? There was a chunky bit.
Yeah, that's a Rolo. I threw a couple of Rolos in there.
You probably did.
No, I didn't.
But knowing you, it could be something else.
No, you haven't pushed me that far yet, David. But it could happen.
Sorry. So you put the books into the Castle Bookshop.
That's it. And
were you doing a bit of signing?
Yeah, I went in on what day? Thursday.
How was that?
That was completely bizarre and weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's so weird.
What do you sign?
I signed Happy Christmas on one by accident. Instead of Happy Cooking. Because I'm such a pro. Because while I was between, like, people coming in, like, I was just signing the books that they had. So I was like, happy cooking, enjoy the recipes. And then David was talking to me, and I was like, happy. And I went, oh, crap, I'm after writing Happy Christmas. We'd hold that one for another few weeks. Yeah, it's just really weird. I just find the whole thing really weird. Because the whole thing was born out of lockdown and been in my kitchen on my own, not seeing people talking to a phone. And then you go into a bookshop and there's people, like, all excited to see you. And I'm like, I'm just Sarah. You know, it's weird to kind of comprehend. But it's all good.
Oh, it's fabulous. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
We'll start with food.
Food.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Well, what I thought we could talk about with food was, because of the week that was in it and there was very limited time in our house to eat, these are the dinners that I made rapid.
Okay.
So instead of going, throwing a frozen pizza in the oven or going to get a takeaway.
I did that.
These are the dinners. We did have one frozen pizza. I lie. We had one. On a particularly stressful evening. So, just dinners that you can make that are good, kind of better than a takeaway.
Yeah.
Not as fancy as what I normally cook.
We've all been at that situation where it's 7 o'clock in the evening.
And you're actually too hungry to go and get a takeaway.
And this discussion comes up about the takeaway. And you go, okay, what are we having?
Yeah.
And okay, we can't have that. They don't
take
away anymore.
They won't eat that. He won't eat that.
We've had that last week. That's really not good for us.
Mm. Beans, spuds, sausages. Can't beat it.
Yeah.
All right. Scrambled eggs, rasher, toast. Chop up some spuds. Rub them. Rolling.
What? Spuds?
Combine them.
Rub your spuds.
Rub your spuds in olive oil. Oh my God.
I've never tried olive oil.
I need to go back and see.
Jane,
the
I have to rub me spuds.
Sunflower oil, sorry, is better. You're crisp and dry, a little bit, not a lot. And throw them in the oven when you're getting other stuff done and they can be like little crispy slices of fries. Have them with your rashers and your egg. Beans and toast, can't beat it.
Yeah.
Beans and toast and cheese on top. Was it you who told me about that? Somebody told me about that and I tried it. It's really nice.
Beans on toast and
with
cheese on top.
Grated cheese on top and then that melts into the beans. Because I put, when you're having beans and toast, do you have them separate or do you put the toast and then the beans on the toast?
Yeah.
You do, yeah.
So the bed of toast and the beans on top of it.
Yeah.
Or if you can't get, if you don't have beans, you could do spaghetti hoops. But you're saying great cheese on top of that.
Yeah, somebody told me about that and I tried it during the week and it was actually really nice.
My grandmother used to do two shepherd's pies. One had beans at the bottom of it. Yeah,
that's mad. Another thing you could do is just BLTs.
Yeah.
Like toasted, but nice ones with nice bread that you've got frozen in your freezer. I had loads of lovely bread rolls frozen in my freezer. And also just throw chicken on during the day and make like lovely fresh bread, chicken, mayo, scallion and lettuce sandwiches. Yummy.
Out with the scallion, out with the mayonnaise.
So there.
A chicken sandwich.
Actually, butter, you'd be awfully.
Salt.
Oh, do you know what happened to me? I actually ran out of butter this week.
Oh my God.
I ran out of butter.
This is akin to like a pub running out of beer.
Yeah. So I had to make ham sandwiches. I had made a ham and it was lovely, but I had no butter. Mm. So I had to make like ham sandwiches with like mayonnaise as butter and then mayonnaise as mayonnaise. Then the ham. That was a bad day. That was the worst day of all. I was like, I'm here doing a book and there's no butter in the house.
Yeah,
so they're just things that you can make really, really quickly. Scrambled egg. Omelette as well is another one. Mm. So fast to make an omelette.
Yeah. And it's so filling.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you make an omelette? Two eggs, one egg?
Two eggs each.
Yeah.
And swirl it well around.
At home she doesn't one egg.
Oh no, you need two eggs. You usually have more than you need, but better looking at it than for it.
What would you put into it?
Okay, I would put crispy rashers that I had fried off. And I will put baby tomatoes in, chopped up. Yeah. I put scallions in, some peppers chopped nice and small. Salt, pepper, loads of cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
If you had some spinach, it's nice in it as well.
Peas.
Ew.
Yeah.
Peas. Frozen peas.
Yeah, little tiny baby, the small ones.
Oh, I never tried
them. Yeah. Little burst of sweetness. Yeah, tell you. Mushrooms.
No, I'm not gone them because they kind of mushrooms sweat when you fry them, so that's just liquid. Mm. I don't like a liquidy omelette.
She's really doing the terrier teeth. I haven't seen them in a while.
Don't make me an omelette with mushrooms anyway.
No, I wouldn't have them. You know, mushrooms are plentiful at the minute in people's gardens. Mm. I was in a friend's house yesterday and his garden was completely mushrooms.
Were you in there eating the mushrooms?
I was like, where am I going with that?
Not sleeping. David was out eating mushrooms.
Yeah,
again.
He doesn't know what he's eating that fella. But yeah, so an omelette is a quick meal and it's a filling meal.
Very quick. And you can throw everything into the one pot. So yeah, they're the kind of dinners we had this week. Now then this morning, it's all changed. I've got like beef stew made and bolognese. They're in the oven since 10 o'clock. So that's me sorted for the weekend.
We've nothing.
So handy. Handy to get stuff done ahead. The kitchen was like a bomb site. But the dinner's done.
We didn't do a shot this week. We didn't
do
anything.
Not?
No.
I did my shop there a few days ago. It was great. I was so happy.
Oh, it's one of those weeks when we haven't done anything.
And today is Halloween.
Oh, yes.
So?
By the way, it was amazing. You know, fair play to you. I know it's Halloween today, but you didn't have to wear your false face into this recording.
I'm giving my skin a chance to breathe. I'm taking a break. God, I actually went to go yesterday and I had to like spend money on a depuffing eye gel because my eyes were so ridiculously. I looked like a Halloween person. They were black.
Sorry.
And swollen underneath them.
A what?
What?
A D.
An eye depuffer.
Oh.
Cream.
Can you get them like in Centra?
I'm sure there's a name on it. It's basically my eye. I had such black bags under my eyes and my eyes were so swollen from lack of sleep and looking at a computer and been wrecked. I was like, people are going to be like, this one is stressed for Halloween the week before. So I got this stuff. It's got like caffeine in it and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good.
Let's try it.
You didn't want to see me yesterday if you think I look bad today.
What can you do? What can I put it on my eyes? Like?
You can if you want to spend money on it.
But have I got puffy eyes?
No, your eyes are fine.
I'm just going to get worried now because I've never thought of my eyes as being puffy.
No, you don't. I've kind of got googly eyes. So when I get really, really tired, I need to get my eyelashes tinted so I look like a cow. Like there's mascara on these now, but they're white. So I've no eyebrows. I've no eyelashes. I've got cow eyes and big black bags underneath. So I don't know what I'm meant to be for Halloween.
You're not painting pretty pictures of people, but I just say it's not the truth either. People know you're just lying.
No, I look fairly rough today. Now, but,
well, I'm feeling fairly rough, so there's two of us in it. I better check my eyes though. The old I just need to know when I go to the counter, what do I ask the person for? Excuse me, have you got deep puffy eyes?
I wouldn't if I was you now. If I was at a counter and I saw a guy coming up looking for eye cream to reduce puffiness. So it is Halloween, so I want to talk to everybody about a very basic, and I won't be at home making all these fabulous Halloween treats, but I will make these this evening because it's so easy to make a basic shortbread biscuit recipe, and they're really tasty and the kids love to do them. So it is simply 150 grams of plain flour, 100 grams of butter, chilled and cubed, and 50 grams of caster sugar. Combine them all together. If they're not coming together, add a little cold water, very little at a time. And then you want to roll that to a nice flat, like biscuit thickness. If you get your cookie cutters or whatever way you want to cut out your biscuits. And then pop them very gently on your baking parchment sheet on your tray.
Okay.
And put that in the fridge for 20 minutes. They have to chill for 20 minutes. Okay. You can't put them straight in the oven.
Right.
And then pop them in your oven at 150 fan for 20 minutes. Take them out and pop them on a wire rack, let them cool. And then you can decorate them with your icing sugar and water. A little water to icing sugar.
Okay.
Powder. Icing powder. I always mix that up. Is it icing powder or icing sugar? I think it's the same thing.
I think icing sugar. Yeah, you're probably... No, some I'm thinking powder. Of caster sugar. So, yeah, it's the same stuff, isn't it? The sugar smashed into powder.
I'm such a professional now. But when you're making it, don't add a load of water in. So you gradually add your water to your icing sugar. Icing powder. Powder. Because it is kind of powdery.
It's powdery.
Yeah, icing powder. And then you can add your food colouring if you want.
Okay.
And decorate them.
Right.
Do you like.
And you're going to do this the same?
I'm going to do that. I kind of have to do something and put something up. So
I forgot about that because I thought in reality you're not going to do that.
No, well, in reality I wouldn't, but I would do this because it's so easy.
Okay.
Like you just peg everything in together, whisk it up, and that's it.
Lovely.
So that's a handy little recipe.
That's a handy little recipe.
Or you could just buy them in the shop.
if a kid comes knocking on your door trick-or-treating and you hand them out a homemade biscuit.
Well, we don't get trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
We don't have to pass the gates and the dogs.
And the dogs and everything. Yeah. It's scary enough.
The traps.
We can tell the people out. There's a neighbour of mine who they used to do a great effort. Do you remember Halloween? The two houses up from me. Where I live now.
Oh, brilliant. We have the best crack. He always has the best time. He'd have cars upside down and everything.
He'd have people hidden in
bushes.
His kids
would be hiding in bushes. Jesus, we were worse than the kids.
It was fabulous. The cars would be on their sides. Oh, he was brilliant.
Hazard lights going.
Yeah, he doesn't do it anymore.
Does he not?
No. Oh. As you entered the gates, there was massive coffins.
Yeah.
And he'd have the sign, "Please do not enter" signs everywhere.
Yeah, some people really go... I don't think we did a lot. We did, I think, two pumpkins at the front door, that was it.
We have our banshee in the tree looking over the gates. And a couple of bats. And
don't like Halloween decorations. They're not nice. They're not attractive. They're tacky.
Yeah. But there's some of them...
Way before Christmas.
When you get up in the morning and you walk downstairs and some of them, and you forget that they're there, they can frighten that life out of you. We have a skeleton in the lawn and every morning when I'm going out, I go, and he's doing different poses every day. I don't know who's moving. I think one of the cats is moving.
The cat's out there.
Yeah, anyway. Good luck with Halloween this week, everybody.
Yeah, enjoy the day.
But you know what? If they can get rid of Halloween, if they could move Halloween...
Pin the ass.
Or move it back.
Come on. Let's move on to Christmas, lads.
And we're on the runway then. From the second Halloween is over, so from this Monday, and people might be downloading this on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're on the runway then.
I'm sure there's Christmas stuff already in the shops.
I know.
But I think we kind of need it. I know every other year it was like, oh, come on, lads. I think we need a little bit of excitement this year. No, we could still be putting lockdown again. They're talking about it.
They're putting pressure on us as well. Saying that, you better start the Christmas shopping now because the stock mightn't be there.
That's a big market employ. Anyways, I'm fine. Everybody's getting a cookbook.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of stock of those. All family friends.
We're
like, oh my God, she's coming with another cookbook. Could you bring us somebody else's cookbook this time?
This one is signed.
Is that our food?
That's our food.
Biscuits and quick foods.
Don't go getting the pizza or the takeouts. You can make something just as good at home.
I stared at a window of a takeout in a town recently at about 8 o'clock at night. I was hungry. And they had the menu up on the window.
Yeah.
And I stared at it and I was just going, I can't do this.
It'd be gross, like.
Can't do it. And then there was
you'd eat it and go, oh,
that was a disaster. There was 9 people in front of us.
I'll have them the odd time. Jesus, I'm not sitting here. I don't get McDonald's or I don't get pizzas. Of course I do, but you're like, oh, I know I'll be hungry in an hour and it won't be nice. And
I went for a walk with the kids a couple of nights ago and we headed off around town at about 6 o'clock and I said the payoff, because they don't want to go. They don't want to go in the car with you. They don't want to go anywhere with you. So I said the payoff is come walking with me and you can get to pick whatever takeaway that you want.
Yeah.
Right. So
we've moved on to bribery now.
Yeah, bribing them to walk with me.
I'm still on the fear stage.
No, the fear doesn't work. In fairness to them, they didn't grumble at all on the walk. And they were full of conversation. Even the teenager had her headphones out for a little while. And wasn't an awful embarrassed to be walking when it was dark. So they picked pizza. I knew they were going to have pizza, but I said, look, well, you've done a walk, so we're okay. We'll have the pizza tonight. And I got, as part of the pizzas, I got the nachos with the jalapenos on it.
Oh, jalapenos, yeah. It's good. Funny. Yeah, that's a really good one. Friends
of ours made
that.
You've done the nacho before.
Yeah, now that you remind me, now I know why I put chili in my bolognese, because that's what I want to do. We were in Galway yesterday and I got lovely... So you get your tortilla chips and you get a big bacon tray. You put your chips in and then you get your salsa. So you kind of spoon that on it. Then you get your bolognese that you've put like chilies and chili flakes in. So it's nice and spicy. Spoon that on it. And then you get your jalapenos that I used to call jalopies for a long time. I thought they were called jalopies.
Yeah.
I've got any jalopies. Jalopies. get your jalopies, your jalapenos, and chop them up and sprinkle them over. And then loads of grated cheese in under your grill. Oh my God, it's so good.
Isn't it?
It's so good. I think I did that for us a night. We came home after a few pints.
Oh yeah.
That's when it's even nicer.
Oh, it is. And with the little kick.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's a great one.
So that was a winner, and it was worth the walk for that. Right, food done. Phone is ringing.
Sorry.
Food
They're
is done.
Important.
Don't forget, clock's back tonight. So,
yeah.
The great thing about it is, automatically, these days, your phone goes back most these days.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything, really. But there's always the one.
I
get really nervous.
Do new cars go back?
Yeah. They go back by themselves.
Wow.
The one that I always get worried, because then the next day I have to go to work and I just don't trust myself. I'm just like, did I change that one? Did I change this?
Your phone is fairly safe, but
there's going to be one always.
So when I wake up in the morning at 7 o'clock, it'll be 6 o'clock. Is that right?
Or 8 o'clock.
Oh, for God's sake!
No, six o'clock. No,
clocks back.
Clocks go back.
Yeah. So it'll be 6 o'clock.
So tomorrow morning, when we wake up, if you wake up at what would have been 9 o'clock, it'll be 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah, that's okay. Because that's just a matter. It's a matter of shite. I'm not going anywhere.
Can I tell you about your love of spiders?
Oh, stop.
Oh my God. It was Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, you're making me willies. Give me the willies now.
The worst. But so I was down watching the telly.
Yeah.
Frasier of a morning, I like it. And Jane was in the kitchen and honestly, I thought she'd burnt herself.
Oh no,
right?
I thought it was you.
No.
I just had a vision of you doing a Ned Flanders scream.
Oh no, but it was worst, in the middle of the scream, she screamed my name. Now, you know what's serious when your name's been used.
Okay.
So I don't want to, you don't want to recreate the scream.
Yeah.
But it was fairly shrieky and fairly, David! And
Jesus.
I thought, oh my God, she's after burning herself or pulling the kettle down or something's after happening. What had happened was
a spider jumped out from somewhere.
Off her head.
What?
Off her head.
How was he on her head?
She said, oh my God. She said, I could feel it going up and I thought there's something on my...
Oh,
and jumped
my
off her head. Down her face. Yeah, he was big. Yeah.
Was he?
Big enough that the pint glass could barely take him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So she was like... Freaking out. Where did that happen? Where did he come from? I said, I know where he came from. He came from your...
hood of her jacket.
Or your dress and gown.
Oh my God. Oh, I want to take all my clothes off right now. David, is this a ploy to get me to take my clothes off?
It was.
Well, that might make her stop wearing that dress and gown that she's wearing. Did you put the spider in the dress and gown?
Which dress
and gown?
Which one are you talking about? Is that the navy one? No. Yeah, it's that one.
You put it in, didn't you?
But
it worked.
It was. He was a big boy now.
Oh
and
my
he,
God.
When he comes off your face...
Oh, that's no crack now.
And
that's...
I know a sister of mine was in the shower and she was washing herself in the shower. Wash your hair, wash your face. What's that coming down my face?
Oh my God.
Big spider.
Oh,
yeah.
God. That's like jungle stuff.
I called him Jane's spider. But I can tell you one thing, any item of clothing,
and
now she's shaking.
How did you catch him once he jumped off her head?
Oh, they're quick devils now. I think I've told you this before. It's the Bukali, it's the fellas. And they're...
All right, they're full of the divilment.
It's the time of year for them.
Yeah,
like they're on the hunt for
he
the female.
He was barking up the wrong head there.
But we got him into a pint glass.
Okay.
And then took him outside, which I think in reality is just giving him a slow death because they're house spiders.
Yeah.
But we feel safer when he's toddling off.
And do you
off
open your windows? Because I get murdered for opening windows.
At the minute, you know, if you open a window, the skylight windows,
yeah,
we get loads of flies that
oh my
are
God.
Half
I opened
dead.
One today. There was, I'd say, it was like a horror movie of like sleeping blue bottles.
Yes. Yeah. And they kind of drift.
Some of them
come
down and you're, they're like, whoa,
I'll
wake again. And they fly off and then some of them are... stay and push, but there's a lot of them up there.
Yeah,
so.
And if you leave in the back part of our house, if the sun comes around in the evening, and even at this time of the year, if you get a bit of sun, If the window is even on half latch, you come up and the bedroom would be full of blue balls.
Yeah, well, that's what Dermot's always saying. Keep the windows closed because that's where the spiders are coming in.
Keep the rats out.
Keep the mice out. Keep the spiders out. Could just keep him out now. Would it be great?
A spider trick that somebody told us before is the conker. Get a conker.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it work?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
I don't know. I think the spiders are already there.
They're not. Oh, I don't know. As long as I hope I sleep with my mouth closed.
Oh God!
Imagine waking up and one being in your mouth.
I have thought about because when I get up, I line my clothes up at the side of the bed, and I've thought if
you want to be careful, you want to be very careful.
Cross my mouth into your mouth.
You've no clothes on.
It might go in my mouth.
You might be more worried about than your mouth.
The other thing that I had this week, I wrote it's my scribble, I can barely read it, but it was fish in the arm. Have you ever had a fish in the arm?
What's a fish in the arm?
I've had a fish in the arm for the last few days.
What's that now?
So your arm starts jumping. There's a little nerve in your arm or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, I call it, you get in your eye every now and then, which is a sign that you're completely run down. I said, Sarah will definitely know what this is about when you start getting the jumpy arm.
It's like it's just a little involuntary muscle action.
Is there not some kind of wives' tale of good luck?
No, I wouldn't worry about it. No.
That I'm not going to win money or go on holidays.
No,
or...
I've never heard anything now. I think it's just genuinely an involuntary muscle action.
Okay, it's not that you're going to be end up with a spider in your bed tonight or anything like that.
No.
Yeah, so it's the left arm.
Yeah. Oh, I think if it's on your left arm, that definitely means something.
So fish in the arm, I can cross that
fish
off.
Fish in the arm.
Nobody knows what that is.
I had sent on to you.
You did?
A message. The worst jobs for you. I mean, some people will do jobs that they love, but I was at traffic roadworks there on a road that's like never going to be finished. I mean, it'll be probably still happening when we're all dead.
Yes.
And there's a guy, you know the guy that stands with the stop? And
yes.
They have to, every time a truck wants to cross the main road, they have to step out and put the thing in.
Yes.
Oh, God above. I was like, that poor bugger, that is such a crap job. Imagine having to stand there every day. Now, he might love it.
Yeah.
It's no offence to the job. But
no.
For me, I would be like, no, can't cope. I'm out of here.
Yeah, because I was thinking, how would you keep yourself occupied?
And like, they're standing in the rain. I've seen them, the same lads, in the rain.
In the wind.
In the sun. And it's like,
what I've thought is, how I would keep yourself busy at this, I would be going like, oh, that's his third time going in and out today. I was like, does he know that I'm coming in and out? And he's going, oh, he had somebody in the front and now he's gone in and, you know.
Just standing still and not being able to like, I suppose you could listen to a podcast, but...
Well, do you know what he could... Well, you can't because you have to know when the traffic is coming. So they have to be aware of everything. But do you think, is he thinking to himself, God, I'd hate to be on Instagram cooking
food. Probably.
Or imagine your man going into a studio and sitting there all the day.
Well, the same day we saw the bin men. So, you know the way your man is hanging on the back of the bin truck, throwing the bins in? One of the kids in the car, and they were like, oh my God, that'll be such a smelly job. And I was like...
Not anymore.
But he's happy.
Yes.
I'd sooner be him than the guy standing in the box.
Yeah, but
you had to pick one.
It's not a smelly job anymore.
Why?
Because all bins are really bins. So you don't barely touch them anymore. It's actually a good job now.
What do you mean it's not smelly? Sure, your rubbish bin is going to be smelly when it's
put it. You just put it on the hook on the back and the truck does it for you. You don't have to do the whole...
There's going to be a certain amount of smelliness.
You're not going to get bin juice like you used to get bin
juice. I'd say there's still bin juice. I'd say it's smelly enough, but I'd sooner that than stand... What are they called? There's a name on them.
Lollipop men.
Lollipop men. No, there's a name on the station. It's so funny. They've got this little box. It's like what they have in the Queens, where the little men with the hats stand out. But it's the Irish version for roadworks. But it's got a little name tag on it. I mean, it's literally 2 foot by... It's like a coffin on its side, basically.
Yeah.
But it's got a little badge. There's a name on it. I can't think of what it's like.
Who's coming to you?
Foreman. It's not Foreman, but there's a name on it.
Okay.
But it's like printed on a plaque and it's stuck up.
Oh, I'd have a look at
that. Something master, something like that. Oh, it won't come to me because I'm pure thick.
We'll have a look.
But I thought it was so funny, like that's now going to make them very important that this is their little station. But I'd sooner be on the back of the bin truck throwing bins in.
So do you reckon, if what would be the worst job you could have?
That, standing still.
I reckon that would be fairly horrific. I reckon washing pots in a kitchen now would be fairly up there with horrificness.
Yeah.
Washing dishes.
You're doing something.
I don't know.
Be an accountant. Oh God.
Oh my God.
I'd like completely jump off the roof of the building.
I did accountancy for my leaving cert.
Did you? Oh God.
Do you know how I got on?
Oh.
F.
really. Yeah, no, I can't cope with this at all.
I was no good. No good at all. I drew the diagrams. I'm no good. I don't know what it's about.
It's just lack of... Like, I go to my accountant once a year and I'm like, he's going through everything. Yeah. And this is this and this is that. And this is, and I'm like, John... Just is there enough money to pay the government what they want? Because I'm falling asleep right now. I can't stay awake.
Yeah, I can't do it. No, accountant would be... I mean, and people love it. And they're born to do accounts.
Born to do it. But it's funny. It's just horses for courses, isn't it?
Yeah. So what's the worst jobs you've ever had?
Cleaning frigging houses and bedrooms in the B&B. Mm-hmm. That was a shitty enough job. No,
People are mank.
They're no respect at all.
Yeah.
You know, they just leave the place mank.
Yeah.
That was the worst job.
Yeah.
No, it didn't bother me, but it was like, oh God.
Yeah. You didn't think about it at the time?
You just did it because you had to do it. But it was just like, seriously, like, people are so disrespectful that they'd leave. Like, if we're leaving a hotel room, I will always, like, strip the bed, get all the towels and put them in the bath.
Yes.
And give a quick wipe around.
Yeah.
Get rid of all your rubbish, tie the bin bag.
Yeah.
Like, you go into rooms, there'd be just crap left everywhere. Like, you'd find anything in the bed.
You don't know what they've been doing with the towels.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's
that
grim.
That was definitely, and that's whenever I'm staying in like a hotel or somewhere, I'm always will leave a few quid or be very nice to
the people who have to clean the room.
Because you see people that completely walk past them and it's like they don't exist.
Yeah.
And their job is so hard.
I've done loads of jobs in my life. I've done loads of them. I delivered newspapers door to door.
You were killing livers, getting livers thrown at you.
I did that for a travelling butcher for a summer. I made trophies for a summer.
I did.
That was a good job. I liked that.
That was a cool job. So did you make one for yourself?
What? Fantastic David.
I'm the best.
Just number one, all round superstar. I used to do, you know, if there was a sports day on, so we'd have to make all the trophies for the sports day, you know.
They're awful. I used to love that. Tom got one today. They finished their Gaelic. My God, I wasn't in the door. Man, I got a medal. And it's just like
it's really
the
important.
Most amazing thing.
Yes,
like,
yeah. I can still remember my first trophy. So we did that for a summer. As part of that, we used to make the signs as well.
And did you make any mistakes ever?
Oh, I'm sure we did. Yeah. I'm sure we spelled places like Glen Island wrong. Glen Island Sports Day. Oops.
Carandulla.
So, yeah, I've done that. I worked in a kitchen for a fast food restaurant for a year.
Did you get bad skin from that?
I was too young. And at the time, I was eating everything that was there, you know. I'd be at the Sprite machine.
Are them chips ready yet, Tim?
Well, we used to make our own chips. So we used to have to roll the potatoes. So you get potatoes, you put them in a thing called a roller that took the skin off them. And then you put them to the chipper.
Yeah.
Then fill them with water and then bring them up.
Did they have a machine to chip them?
Chipper, yeah. So you took them out of the roller and put them into the chipper.
And you soak them.
And soak them in water and then bring them up. Once you had them in the water, you'd bring them straight up to the fryer.
Okay.
So then they'd work on that batch until the next batch. So they were homemade. They were lovely.
Yummy.
What else did I do? What else have I done in my life? I worked as a DJ.
Multi-talented.
But before I worked as a DJ, I worked as a person who brought the equipment in for a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
So a roadie. So that was fairly rough.
Okay, I'm going to give you two situations. Get up at your current job, which is, what time do you get up at? 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Or get up and have normal hours but DJ at night.
Oof. I don't think I'll go back to DJing ever.
I think it'd be really hard to like get through your day. Like people who do nights, it's be really hard for them to like do their day knowing that they still have to go to work.
Yeah.
I'd like to get it out of the way and then relax.
I think I went back and did one disco about 8 years ago. And I thought, oh yeah. And then the second I was doing it, I was going, this is why I stopped this.
Somebody's up annoying your arse to play Macarena or something.
Oh God. And I had some awful, I mean, that is my book, is on some of the nights that we've had when I was DJing and some of the things and the trouble that we got into and the scrapes and the fights and the asking you for wrong songs and equipment not working and things blowing up and all that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, I mean, Jane could tell you, for the first few years that Jane was with me, every Friday and Saturday night was given over to, she would sit beside me as I was doing a disco. I mean, how awful was that?
Support. Love.
It was something all right. But worst jobs.
Yeah. Let us know if you have a worst job that you could think of than ours.
There's people that would love to be up to their knees in shite.
Yeah.
And they love that idea.
So, you know, that'd be it like, oh, you Johnny? You're right there. Hold on now, I'll let you through there, Johnny. And Johnny's coming in his big truck because he thinks he's mighty in his ginormous truck. Thanks, Jimmy. Lovely, Johnny.
Lovely to see you.
They're probably in their element with their hard hats on and their Snickers boots and they're happy out and they go for the tea then. You can all sit in the van together. Put seven of them in the front of the Hiace or whatever it is that they're in.
You're beginning to sell this job
their tea,
now.
Drinking yeah. their tea and laughing know? About them. Look, did you see this one on WhatsApp?
Do you know who'd be good at that now?
I know exactly who'd be great at that.
Yeah, he would be. He'd be mighty at he'd that. He'd love that.
Love that.
The camaraderie and the crack going on. Crack. We're talking about machinery and
machinery.
What? Oh, yes. Before we get to a quick fire, because we're nearly there. If you were a chocolate bar...
Oh, if I was a chocolate bar.
What kind of chocolate bar would you be?
Now, is this all deep like? Is this like she's hard on the outside, but she's really a big softie? Or is this like I'd be like a...
Whole nut.
A whole nut, because I'm a bit cracked.
Fruit or nut? Double decker.
Oh, that's a really hard question, David. You answer it, because you've obviously thought about what chocolate bar you'd be. What would you be?
Twix.
Twix?
Yeah.
Why?
There's the David and there's the Dave.
There's the Dave.
There's the David who's on the radio. It's a nice person. Happy morning. Good morning, everybody. Hello. Welcome to our show. And then there's the other fella who's miserable, taking his clothes off when he's asleep.
Hiding from spiders.
Shaving his legs.
I don't know. I'd probably be like a part of them ones that you've got different flavours in, because I'm sure some people
but
are
the
like,
Revels.
She's a pain in the arse, that one. So you either kind of like me or you don't like me. But I don't care. I am who I am. Yeah. Like a bag of Revels.
And I'm not going to change.
I am a coffee and tough kahoonies if you...
I'm an orange one.
Yeah.
And then I'm a tough old toffee one.
That was a hard question.
And then a Malteser one. It wasn't... Yeah, I should probably give you more time on that
Well,
one.
I mean, when you have to think about it deeply, like, and be all psychological yeah. about it.
I still say that you're the whole nut.
I agree, yeah.
Quickfire questions for this week. I don't have a lot of these.
Don't worry about it.
It's been...
We've been busy. Country. We need to get these people that are listening to send us in quickfires. Yeah. We need to know what you want to know.
Quickfire questions. Country music or Christmas music?
Christmas music.
Do you not like any kind of country music at all?
I like your Taylor Swift country music or your Shania Twain, but I don't like your Skiddly Eye.
So you don't like Irish country
There's
music?
There's one particular song, and every time you play it, I think that was the song.
Oh, tear your teeth is back.
Remember I told you last week I did a big hello, Google, turn that off.
You didn't want to stop yourself from cursing there, but go on.
That song, you played that last week.
No, I didn't.
Well, maybe it was the week before.
No, I've never played that. Never, ever,
it's a
ever.
Really happy song.
Never played
and
that.
And I was like, I can't cope with this at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So yeah, Christmas music, I will quite happily listen to Christmas music. I love Christmas music. Sure, it's all happiness.
But American country.
Yeah, American country is good.
That's another job I did.
Were you an American country artist?
No, I presented an American country TV show for 3 years on TV.
You did?
I did. And I know nothing.
I bet you do, though. If you were,
no, nothing.
If you were like put in front of a quiz master, you'd...
No, I didn't know anything. I knew none of the artists.
But you do now.
I recognise names.
Yeah.
But I did find some country artists that I thought were really good. Glen Campbell.
Okay, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
You know, so...
Big thing in America, isn't it? With
country
the hats,
is great.
They have the, is it a Stetson?
Yeah,
and the boots.
10 gallon, yeah. Country music. For me, it would be country music. Not...
Christmas.
Not Christmas, but not the skiddy-eyed dude music.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The other
I agree with you there.
Country. You can find some great old country songs that tell some great stories. Yeah. Harper Valley, PTA. Oh, the words in that. Listen to it. Scary movie or musical movie?
Oh, scary movie. I'll never forget the time Jane brought me to Mamma Mia and it was like the top-rated movie. I was all excited. Got into the cinema and like 5 minutes in I was like, are they going to stop singing? What is this? Why are they singing? I didn't know what a musical... I thought a musical was only real life people on the stage was a musical. I didn't know there was a cinematic musical.
Yeah.
She was like, oh no, they're going to sing the whole through. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Did you mark that
down? So, no. It was torture. I do not understand why this is allowed.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's so
horrendous.
Bad. It's just so like... They break off into sing and dance. It's like, well, this is completely crazy.
Some people love it.
Yeah, it's a marmite.
I would have to be tortured.
It's really confusing on the brain because you're trying to follow a storyline, but then they go off dancing and singing.
Yeah.
It's a bit mad.
Yeah, so scary movie.
Yeah, I've got into scary movies. Do you know what I do on a Sunday morning? I'll start watching a scary movie.
On your own, like?
Yeah, in the kitchen line, I'm baking. Like.
And will you fast forward through the scary parts?
No, I'll watch it as I'm baking away, and it might take me all day to watch it because I kind of have to come back to it.
It would be scary, like Freddy Krueger scary, or...
I do like them. I prefer thrillery ones.
Okay.
Like I'm watching one now at the minute and I just finished it last night. Wasn't really scary, but she was going to this psychologist who was completely messing with her head. And he was able to make people, if he rang them and said, this is how you die. He had hypnotized them with their worst fear. So if you're afraid of spiders, this one was driving a car down the road and he rang her and said this is how it ends or something. The next thing, there was a big tarantula and she crashed her car into a truck, but it wasn't really there. He had this trigger. I like them kind of ones, but I do like the scary ones too, but I need to watch them in like daylight or I won't be able to get out of bed because I'm like, somebody's going to pull me under the bed and grab my leg and pull me under the bed.
Yeah we were watching
Do you like scary movies?
Not really. I would prefer a scary movie to a musical movie. I wouldn't make it through Mamma Mia, I think.
No.
No matter what it was, how much drink I had on board, I wouldn't make it through. We were watching, there was one that was on last night. There's a scary channel on at the minute. And there was one that was on last night. And I remember watching it when I was like 14 or 15. And it was one of those that, you know, they're all looking down the basement. And you go, don't go down the basement.
Oh, no. They were so scary when you're younger. And then you watched them and I was like, that wasn't scary.
Then there was ones that used to stick in your mind all the time, the Omen, ones like that. But I would still have a thousand of those ahead of
same
one musical.
No crack.
Have you ever had, or oh yeah, this one is, have your heart broken or be the heartbreaker?
Be the heartbreaker, obviously.
Okay, just write
down. Well, yeah, well, what would you pick? I don't have my heart broken.
Oh, God, and I've had my heart broken before. It's awful. I'd like to be the heartbreaker.
Yeah.
I reckon I should have been more of a heartbreaker.
You could get like a tattoo in your arm and have heartbreaker
on
it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I don't know how many hearts I've broken. I don't think it's a lot.
I don't think I've broken any hearts either.
I don't know, but I would rather be a heartbreaker. Would you have empathy? Like, would you be able to go, like,
so
I think
bad.
We're finished.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
we're, I think
like,
we're
if
done.
If he was all that. Like sad about it and like, wanted to continue to go, you'd be like, oh no, I feel so bad.
Yeah. Well, these days, like, back in even your day.
I remember breaking up with fellas. It was like, oh God, I used to hate having to break up with guys.
your sister. My wife, she broke up at me at 16. She did, yeah. I remember the conversation at the top of the house.
Is that where you had your heart broken?
Oh, that's one of them. There was a lot more to that. I haven't been around a lot. But I remember, so she broke my heart at 16 and a half.
David, you're so dramatic, for God's sake.
Okay.
You started going out when you were 16, so you managed to have your heart broken in a six-month relationship.
Yeah, but I told her I'd get her back, and I did get better. I got her back. It's
just
18 years of misery.
Put the spider in her dressing gown.
That's just my little secret revenge. Yeah. Spider in the dressing gown 25 years later. So I'd like to be the heartbreaker. I think, no, I haven't done it enough. I think if I get another chance to live this life, I'm going to break lots of hearts.
Yeah.
Have dinner with somebody, this is our final one, who chews loudly, or
I do that every day,
spit when they eat.
Oh, chews loudly. There's nothing worse when somebody's talking to you and their food like
spits
and you're like, I can't eat my dinner now because it could possibly have landed on my plate.
Oh.
If you're at a wedding or something like that
and you're like picking a bit off your lip and you're going,
oh,
did that come from him?
Oh my God, I'm gonna get sick. That has happened to me. Yeah. Or like it lands in your forehead, you're like, I can't even take it off because they're gonna know.
God.
Yeah. That's why I don't go out. That's why I want another lockdown and I never want to leave my house again. Because those situations are just too stressful, never mind. After the past 2 years, I happen to have that happen again.
I was talking to somebody who was at a restaurant last night.
Mm.
You know these people, they were at a restaurant last night. And so what was it like? It was fairly full and there was lots of people in it. I was thinking, I wouldn't be relaxed in that now.
We were in Galway. We went up to Galway to just get away. That was the kids' fun for the midterm. Hey, we got to Galway for a few hours. Great intentions, like, and that was it, but they were grand. But when we were leaving, we didn't leave till about 7 o'clock, and you know, there was these 20-year-olds tottering down. It was lashing rain, and they were in their high heels with their minis on and their masks, and then the pubs were packed and they were all sitting outside in like makeshift plastic things, all style, packed. And I was like, I was pissing rain. I was like, well, no, I don't think I could handle that.
I don't think I could handle it either.
Oh, I don't know. It's so tough on anyone who has to go out.
That's where you went to yesterday, was it?
Look for a man or a woman. They don't have a choice.
Imagine
like.
That.
That's why they're out, obviously. Like,
yeah.
If they had a man or a woman, they wouldn't really be interested. They'd be like, sure, we'll have a few drinks at home.
So you went there. Yesterday, I went just let me listen to this if I can play this.
It's definitely lost it, though. You've lost it.
You've cursed again.
You've lost it. I was on top of Craw Patrick.
You can't hear that, can you?
It's wind or waves, is it? Oh, it's not Moranny, is it?
No.
Where is it?
Isn't that fabulous?
It's gorgeous, yeah.
I call it, do you know what I call that? And it's exactly 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
I call that my 30 seconds of cam.
Okay.
So that when I'm ready to burst somebody, I just say, I have my video from where I went to that day.
Where is it?
It's a place you've been. You've been twice with
Old
me.
Old Head?
No.
Echo?
No.
Down in Bullmullet?
Yeah. Fallmore.
Oh, very good.
Do you know that where the graveyard looks out over the sea?
Oh, yeah, that's fab.
Yeah. And you remember that beach we went to and then they said, don't swim on that beach. No. Do you remember afterwards? No. We were like, we did swim on the beach.
Why weren't we meant to swim on the beach again?
Got bad currents in it.
Oh, right.
And sultanas. And but yesterday the chap that was with me, I said, look, everybody says do not go into that beach. I'd be fine. I said, I can't even watch.
Tie a rope to him.
I'm out of here. I said, like, if I don't see you in 20 minutes, who do I ring or what
Coast
do I ring?
Guard.
He said it was fine. I went up to my knees. I was grand.
Yeah.
But that's my 30 seconds of cam.
Very good.
That's a nice way to finish our podcast this week with 30 seconds of cam.
David has lost it. We may not have an episode 31. It might just become Sarah podcast.
You've threatened that now 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
you know that.
The way you're going on with your camming apps.
Every week we come in here, you're like, there mightn't be a 28. There won't be a 29. We're at 30 now. There mightn't be a 31.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll think about it.
Send us an email to sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter @butlerpodcast. And of course, Sarah is available on Instagram pretty much 24 hours a day.
Whenever you want me, I'm there.
Send her scary clips. That's what you should do. Find scary clips that'll give her the jump scares and send them to her on Instagram. It's Sarah Butler at Home Official on Instagram. And of course, as you've heard since the beginning of this podcast, you'll be able to pre-order the book that you weren't going to ever be able to pre-order last week. This week, it's all changed and you'll be able to pre-order it again.
Well,
probably.
They can pre-order, but they just won't have it until Christmas.
Next week. And God knows, between now and our next podcast, she could be make a movie.
Write
another book.
Keep posted and see what I'm up to next.
Have another
giant. I'm actually going to do a Christmas cookery course, but we'll talk about that next week.
Have another giant.
No. End up in St. Mary's Mental Hospital.
Bye.
Bye.